This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Narrator here, speaking to you in real time. Well, my real time. You sort yourselves out. I've been taken again by Emily and... he's told me his name at least 15 times, but it doesn't stick. Sounds like someone's uncle... Herbert? Never mind. Anyway, from the motion and the sounds, I appear to be on some sort of watercraft, but it's very dark and there are no windows, so I can't be sure. I'm going to assume also that I'm on Earth, but frankly, who the hell knows? Fortunately, and for reasons unknown, I've been allowed to keep my microphone, so I've decided to make use of it. Little do they know that this is an advanced, next-gen Audio-Technica AT2035 with built-in broadcast capabilities.
Who are you conversing with down there?
Our vast listening audience of at least 7, obviously. Care to take a moment for an interview?
I don't think we should, dear. Narrators are notoriously... unreliable.
I think the sea air is good for your brain fry there, tater-tot. That whole sentence made sense.
How very exciting.
I'm not able to record a broadcast with only a microphone, so it's really just an exercise to stay verbally fit.
Well, far be it from me to deprive a fellow elocutionist of his opportunity to rejuvenate his lingual and lexical prowess.
He said, yes.
I know. I understood him.
Why?
Interlocute away, my good man.
So, you two are Emily and...
You're kidding me. Howard? Jeez, you wait 3 endless seasons to get a frickin' name.
Let it go, dear.
You are Emily and Howard, the 778 repair bot assigned to keep the Oz-9 in running order. Do I have that right?
yeah, that's us. In running order. That is our one and only purpose. At best.
This is why we never win at poker. You wouldn't have a ciggy on you, would you?
You smoke?
I am unaware of any other purpose for which I might request a ciggy, but perhaps you can illuminate me.
No. I was just surprised, you being a robot and all. Sorry. Narrators don't smoke unless prepping to narrate a noir detective film circa 1950, Earth time.
As my constant companion... inadvertently acknowledged, we are not on the Oz-9 to keep it running. We were, in fact, assigned to the ship to eradicate Leet.
Whoa, Nelly. Damp your space brakes. You sure we should be revealing trade secrets there, Red Tater Tat? Maybe X-ray on the Evolutions Ray.
You wanted to do the interview, dear.
Well, yeah.
Why Leet specifically?
Simple servants such as ourselves are generally not privy to classified information. However, I have come to the conclusion that it is Leet's unique ability to guess passwords that is the reason for his intended demise.
He's on a ship set to self-destruct through any number of means. Faulty construction, grossly incompetent crew, apocalypse device. Surely adding you to the mix is overkill?
And has the ship self-destructed yet?
Fair point. Doesn't that point to your own incompetence?
Now, easy throwing the eye wood around here. I can be triggered. Literally.
We were rather unexpectedly diverted. New orders came through to grab you and Hi back to Earth.
Hi? They used the word Hi? Who says Hi anymore? Why me?
No clue. What do you know that we don't, eh?
Beyond how to articulate the ends of words as well as the beginnings?
What are you talking about, eh?
What indeed?
You're not our only assignment.
Okay, now. I think we're seriously getting into monologuing territory here.
It doesn't matter. We're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. Who is he going to tell?
Who else have you been assigned to collect?
Oi! We'll be asking the questions around here.
But I'm interviewing you.
Fine. Just don't ask any questions.
Hello!
What?
Do you mind if I borrow him a moment?
Yes,
look, I really must be quite quick, okay? This whole one-for-one exchange thing is very complicated, and I fear some poor sea creature, well, just landed in the bioswamp so I could come here. Yes. Narrator, if you'll just put a hand on my cane. Not the bit on the top there. You get a nasty shock.
This really defies all the laws of narrated fiction. I don't think I can condone this.
Yes, well, we'll talk about the ethics of omniscience later, shall we? Chop chop!
What the hell just happened? Is that an alligator?
I don't know. Look, dear, we are off the Oz-9. We are alone and mostly safe and have all our arms. Let's just run away and find an island of our own and drink Mai Tais in the sun. Thank God, the alligator has gone back from whence it came.
Hi, guys. Sorry about this.
Hey, careful! Aw, oh, no, again?
Ow.
You gotta be kidding me. How the hell are we gonna steer the ship?
The good news is, I don't think we'll have to.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say this is also news of a negative variety.
The alligator's back.
Yeah.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Am I on a boat? What the hell is going on here?
I really shouldn't be here. Ron Howard never showed up on the C-word.
Oh, do stop fretting. It's making you dribble. Look, we're on the Albatross's bridge general area. Now that everyone knows she's back on the ship, no one comes up here, right? So you can watch everything from the screens and talk into this microphone here. It'll be just like not being here at all. Lovely.
You don't really think my microphone is one of the four, do you?
How did you know that? Oh, sorry. Stupid question. Yes, well, I rather do think we do think that. Yes. Mustache. Yes, Lita's making chocolate milkweed with those mini rose mallows. Sounds delicious, right? But surely to be utterly foul. Well, you all settled in, are you? Yes, lovely. Quick cue before I sprint. Any idea why Friedrich and I are out of sorts with one another? Is it too much time travel? Neither of us can remember a damn thing. That's a bit awkward, actually.
It just says coldly in the stage directions for both of you. Nothing else.
Ah, well, I suppose we'll find out eventually.
Kind of like we found out what happened with crews 1 through 6?
Story is not over yet, is it? No. The toilet is 3 doors down on your left, and there are extra blankets in those cabinets. Just there. Right, ta for now. Bye.
Wait, extra blankets? How long am I staying?
Oh! Oh, God! These are utterly foul! Oh, top me off a bit, will you, Lee?
You got it. More rose mallows?
Why not? Toss a handful in there.
Hand me the moss repellent, will you? I missed a spot. What other glorious things have you found on level 94, Lee?
There's actual food up there. A lot.
Yeah? Like what?
Makes sense there's food somewhere on the IS-9. Since this ship's human population was supposed to survive.
Well, some of it's human population. Look, it's lovely that everyone's feeling so relaxed, but you do realize that all the elements of the 401 are...
Long may it lather.
What did you just say?
Has anybody seen Albert?
No. And stop clucking for him. He'll come out eventually.
Hello? Said a thing recently, if anyone cares.
I rewrote the missing pages of my novel.
Oh, hooray.
Be a ship's AI, they said. Be omnipotent and command respect, they said.
The chapter actually came out a little longer. Now it's 401...
Long may it lather.
...pages. Mrs. Sheffield, a word.
Wow, that's a bit of a twist in the knickers, isn't it? I'm looking funny.
Yes, yes. He doesn't even seem to realize he's saying it.
Yes, well, you know, I do believe that's the point of indoctrination.
Well, so what do we do?
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Thank goodness we only have 3 of the tokens aboard this ship. Imagine if we had all 4.
Hang on. I'm feeling some astral ripples.
Oh, wait now. Sorry. Hello? You think that having them all would be bad, do you? No. Why? Exactly.
It's an unknown quantity. We need to do more research before we can bring them together and risk a catastrophic event.
I knew it. Here we are again. You're too cautious, Theodore. Science is about banging rocks together until you make fire, isn't it?
And burn the forest down. I'm just suggesting we proceed thoughtfully rather than flouncing off willy-nilly.
Flounce? Oh, that's rather a dismissive way to describe data collection, surely.
Albert! Albert!
How does a massive alligator go missing?
Gift horse mouth, Dr. Thea. Yes, shall we discuss Colin? I mean, that is why you pulled me aside, is it not?
Oi! There are at least 3 important things to talk about here.
Greetings.
For God's sake. I remember when I could just turn off the oxygen to get everyone's attention. Briefly, anyway.
Wow. How do you get your chest so shiny? Is that wax? What kind of bucket?
Perhaps later, Lee. Hello, Pluto. What brings you aboard,
I'm not actually aboard. This is merely astral projection.
Can you tone it down a bit? Your glare is cutting right through my Marshtini bars.
Where is my lady? It has been too long ere I laid eyes upon Minnesota's truest hot dish.
Ugh, how long have you been waiting to trot that one out?
A while. I wished to test it before I tried it in her presence. No good?
Put it this way. The ship makes her queasy, so I'd get her on solid land before you ladle it on her.
Just out of curiosity, since no one else is asking, why are you here?
I have noticed rumblings in the astral region.
Yeah, I get that. Usually means I've had too many prunes.
I beg your pardon.
Moving quite hastily on.
Very well. There is movement among celestial bodies.
Ooh, I wouldn't wait too long then.
Of what do you speak? Ample-chested one.
Hang on. I'm the captain of the ship, and if you have something to say, you could say it to me.
I think he just wants to use the bathroom.
I believe I've been speaking to all of you, have I not?
Well, yes, I guess, but you're looking at Mrs. S., which means you're really speaking to her, and I'm just overhearing.
Is this of great importance?
Just humor her. It'll be quicker.
And use simple words.
I heard that.
The rumblings. Yes. Can we get back to the rumblings?
You, Mrs. S.
Very well. Something has shifted. I can feel the pressure building.
Oh, is anyone else really grossed out right now? Like, TMI, dude.
I don't understand the shiny one.
No one does. Fortunately, it rarely matters. Carry on.
What's causing the increase in pressure?
Could be too many bananas.
Shut up.
That's exactly what prompted my visit here.
See? He's not talking about bananas, you idiot.
Why are we talking about bananas?
We're not! My God, how has the albatross not killed you all by now? Look, I have a fair idea of what's causing the disturbance.
Mrs. Sheffield. Mrs. Sheffield.
I bet we could grow bananas in here. It's warm enough.
How do you grow bananas? They don't have seeds.
Of course they have seeds.
All right, Mr. Phlebotomist.
What?
Plant expert?
Not even close.
How are you a scientist? Colin, since you're such a plant genius, where are the banana seeds?
My me, what have I done? Sending my love to be amongst these idiots like a chess queen at an Uno match.
Could we possibly get on with this?
Are we in any danger?
Finally, a wise question, to which, sadly, I have no good answer. But I do suspect these rumblings signal bad tidings.
You'll feel better after, though.
This one seems fixated on scatological matters.
Well, eat kudzu bread with fugu pesto a time or two, and you might be more sympathetic.
You said you may know what's causing the celestial discomfort.
You did it, didn't you? You went ahead and gathered the 401.
Long may it lather.
Why do you keep saying that?
Saying what?
That is concerning.
Yes, well, I wouldn't have brought them all here had I known we had a Showerturium acolyte on board, would I?
So you do have them all. Do you have any idea how dangerous that is?
No, none at all. And nor do you, right? Which means it might be, well, completely undangerous.
That's not a word.
Mrs. S., if there are portents of doom, that is surely one of them.
I know words. Lots of words.
Oh? What's a synonym for lots?
What's a synonym? Ooh, now I want cinnamon toast.
Oh, that sounds grand. Any of that up on 94, Elite?
Probably. There's a plethora of stuff. Hear that, Dr. Theo? Do I get a hug?
Yes. Good synonym, Elite. You get a hug.
Are you telling me the four sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz-9?
Yeah, I'm more sort of hinting at it, depending on how angry you get. Yes, look, we need to keep them all out of the hands of Gated Galaxies and the Showerturium. Easy peasy.
She does have a point. Even having one would make it possible for them to travel through space to collect the others.
Exactly. I mean, at least here, they're well out of Southers Reach. Hmm?
And that Tiberius fellow. Don't like the cut of his jib.
But are we in any danger? Not to be selfish or anything, but we can't protect the tokens if we're all dead. And Olivia is here somewhere.
Somewhere? That's it. I'm going back to being godlike.
Why does this Olivia matter?
Can't wait to hear this.
Well, let me put it like this. She's the one. The binding agent. Yes, I suspect that's why Friedrich put her on this ship, actually. If it survived as intended, so would all of humanity's vast knowledge.
Vast.
Anyone else feeling snacky?
I believe I'll just wander down to Earth for a bit. Any objections?
Do you think Dr. von Habersetzer planned all this?
It's possible. He's even more reckless than Clara here.
Oh, tread lightly, Thea. Even up here, I'm still headmistress.
Does that answer my question somehow?
Someone is coming.
Where?
Down here.
Oh. Is that like code? Is it time to release the Kraken?
I believe these ships were outfitted with an AI therapy pod. Perhaps you should encase him in one for a year or two. I must go in haste.
So, that's a no then. Right. See you all later? No, please don't get up. I'll see myself out.
Didn't someone mention snacks? Call in. Fly up to 94 and see if you can find me some circus peanuts.
Perhaps I could stay a moment more.
Pluto, there is a door in one of the tunnels that leads to this ship. Ordinarily, you need a token to get through, but I happen to know a significant power source can also open the gateway. Now you, look at you. You're a giant golden battery, so, you know, watch your step.
So I shall. Tell my lady, her radiance outshines every star around her.
Aw, no one ever talks to me like that.
Oh, Madeline, you are a streaking comet across the night sky.
Only because you stole my towel and my clothes out of the women's shower, you unwashed argyle-clad cow.
Pluto, any chance you could take me with you?
While I sympathize with your plight, noble Hippotigris, I fear I cannot. Save me some circus peanuts, just in case, though. Our 7-Eleven hasn't had them in ages.
Sure. That's why I'm on this ship, after all.
Be well.
You too. Eat some fiber.
Leap, leap, leap. Absolutely none of that was about what you think it was about.
That, Mrs. Sheffield, is the motto of his life.
I do think you should tell them you place their lives in peril.
Good Lord. Fine. All right. Okay. if I could just have your attention for a moment. Right. You're all in mortal peril.
Oh, no. We're in peril.
Oh, heavens. Not peril. Whatever shall we do?
I've never been in peril before. Colin, does this peril make my butt look big?
Peril? Peril? Peril. Now I don't know how to spell it anymore.
Did you ever?
I'm glad you're all taking this so seriously.
Dr. Sexy Pants, if I had a nickel for every time I was in peril aboard the OS-9...
You'd be a short-tailed possum.
What the hell are you talking about?
Shrewish short-tailed possums hold the Guinness World Record for most nipples.
I said nickels, you unholy twat.
I heard nipples too, actually.
Well, Theodore, I told them. And that's made all the difference in the world, doesn't it? Yeah, they really snapped into action, haven't they? I say, has anyone seen Olivia lately? Anyone?
Unbeknownst to anyone but me, Olivia has sent herself to Earth. Although tangible now, Olivia remains inorganic and therefore doesn't require a swap. However, she is corporeal instead of digital, rendering her both vulnerable and mostly powerless. Is separating her from the four tokens a good idea? Is Colin an unwitting plant? Plant spy, not plant green thing. Sent from the showertorium? Stay tuned, space monkeys. Unlike Albert, we're not out of the swamp yet. You've been listening to Kevin Hall as Greg, Eric Perry as Howard, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Lee Shackelford as Pluto, Tim Sherburn as Emily and Colin, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, Richard Cowan as Leet, Kyle Jones as Narrator 2, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
Narrator out? Now hang on a second, what about me? Hello, can you not see me here? Narrator! Hey, narrator! How is this possible? He sees everything. Where is here anyway? Ooh, what's that? Feels like a metal foot. Weird. Is someone here with me? Hello?
Hello, dear.
This is Valen Solarin, engineering lead lunar mining, seeking urgent status update on, well, Earth.
Cheka, a science fiction audio drama.
Nothing has been heard from the Mars colony since before Earth went silent. Maybe they all died too, and all I will find is their bones. I could be the last human. I cannot stay. Trost?
Cheka.
Could you prepare the shuttle?
Affirmative. Long or short range journey?
Oh. Long. Very long.
Welcome. I am Hüge. How may I have the pleasure of addressing you?
It's Cheka.
Cheka, Russian for seagull. Call sign of Russian cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova, the first Earth woman.
In space, yes, my mother gave me that name.
Probably time you got to know some non-human people.
Oh, you mean like you?
Yes, I am a delightful acquaintance.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
You frightened her.
Ah, she'll get over it. She has other things on her mind.
Cheka. For more information, please visit y2kpod.com/Cheka. That's Chaika.
Repeat, priority communication to Moonbase. Get back to me and tell me this is just a glitch, all right? Please.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Flora J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle,
There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're going to get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.